Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Happiness and housing. That's what we're talking about today. Do what you love, but, you know, you might not be able to do it right away. This is kind of always part of my career advice for people. Yet, we all define happiness a little bit differently. For me, it's never been about a destination, but rather a journey and a process. So it's been interesting to follow all the coverage around the World Happiness Report and how it relates to money in economics in our own lives. On Sunday, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Natalie Eilbert had a front page story titled "The U.S. Has Plummeted in Happiness Rankings," raising the question, do we know what real joy is? Natalie joins us on the phone this morning. Natalie, thanks for taking time out of your morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Of course. So, I know you didn't necessarily tackle this in the story, but are we happy here in Wisconsin and Milwaukee?
Yeah, so this is really, I'm going to give you an obnoxious answer.
Okay.
you know, as a journalist, I can't say for certain whether Milwaukeeans are happy per se. The World Happiness Report really only tracks the country as a whole through Gallup and other global partners. But I do know that the World Happiness Report uses something called Cantrell's Ladder, which determines social well-being. So Cantrell's Ladder asks people to imagine a ladder, and the topmost rung is where people are thriving the most.
Okay.
The middle rung is where people are, you know, they're struggling a little bit. But then the bottom rung is where people are suffering. And so that bottom rung really, or I guess wherever you are on that rung, it just depends on, you know, things like socioeconomic status, sense mm-hmm. of belonging versus resilience. I know at least for Milwaukee, they, you know, the city ranks second in poverty levels among the U.S.'s most 50 populated cities,
mm-hmm.
but it also has a strong cultural identity. So, you know, it just depends on the person, but it does really, you know, if you imagine this ladder and think of where you are on it, that can give you kind of a sense of what might come next.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Complicated answer.
Yeah, no, that's great. Those strong social connections are really powerful, and I think, you know, that's indicated on that ladder for sure. Someone once told me that, and Jeff, you can have money, but don't let money have you. How are happiness and money linked, and what did you see in your reporting for and analyzing the World Happiness Report?
Yeah, so, of course, you know, we know that money can't buy happiness, but it really helps. Right? But to a point.
Yeah.
You know, so rather than thinking of happiness goals in terms of money, I'd kind of reframe it a little bit. Do you have your basic needs met? And do you have resources available to you? Do you have access to green space? Do you have a positive view of the future? Unfortunately, money does give us a leg up with all of those things. But if all we do is spend money on ourselves for needless products that we then post to Instagram, that doesn't do a lot for our philosophical growth
mm-hmm.
or our purpose, our sense of social connections and meaning, especially if we aren't thinking about our larger community. So it can help, but I would say if you're not using your money toward helping other people, that can, you know, that does something, right? You know, there's a lot of studies that show that we can achieve happiness through things like charity and volunteering. So it really is about how we use the money that we have, both for ourselves and for the people around us.
Mm-hmm. One of the items, and we'll discuss this when we come out back from the break, is one of the items that really connected with me in your story was the talk around positivity spirals.
Mm-hmm.
We hear a lot about going down the rabbit hole and all the negatives with social media and media and what's happening around us. But I want to get your take on what positivity spirals are. Natalie Eilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joins us. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Natalie Eilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joins us, optimizing happiness. So, Natalie, in terms of your reporting, looking at the World Happiness Report, big story, Sunday, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, were there any surprising or kind of counterintuitive findings in the research about happiness?
Yes, tons. One thing that, you know, I think about a lot, I have been thinking about a lot since I did this reporting is we think that financial stability and happiness are inextricably tied. But data from the World Happiness Report don't necessarily support that association. A good example of this comes from the financial crisis of 2007 and 2008. Where in countries where individuals had a high social and institutional trust, the, quote, happiness consequences in those countries were actually smaller. So it's really about, you know, do you trust your institutions? Do you trust the you know, government, the institutions to help lead you to a safer place? And we saw this again play out with COVID-19. Countries where people had confidence in their government, they had lower COVID-19 death tolls. So we can see ways that trust in institutions and trust in what leaders are telling us does correlate more with happiness than, say, having a ton of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it, yeah, obviously we're in peak political season right now. And you often hear like, oh, I'm just sitting, scrolling my phone and scrolling the headlines and going down this rabbit hole. You had something called the positivity spirals that you saw in your research. What are positivity spirals and how can they, maybe it's a little bit of a happiness hack, right?
It is. So, you know, there's a bunch I can say about this, but someone named Dr. Richard Davidson. He's the lead scientist and founder of the Centers for Healthy Minds out of UW-Madison. And he breaks down happiness into four categories: awareness, connection, insight, and purpose. So positivity spirals use all four of those aspects, right? Imagine yourself walking down the street. Maybe you start to notice the leaves color, the leaves, they're different colors because it's autumn, or there's a new growth that is beautiful. And then someone walks by you and you stop to chat with that person for a moment, or you just smile at them and they smile back. These things make us a little gladder to be alive. Mm-hmm. We do need those connections, those social connections. We are social beings. So being able to start paying attention to the world around us, we start to really admire potentially those things. But you mentioned doom scrolling. The more that we doom scroll, the more bad we'll find. The same is true for positivity. The more good we find every day, the better we might feel at the end of the day when we're sort of assessing how our day was.
Yeah. Well, another thing that the World Happiness Report says is that you got to lead with gratitude. So I'm grateful you took the time this morning, Natalie, to talk about your story and just shine a little light on hope and happiness in the greater Milwaukee market. Enjoy the rest of your week. I appreciate your time again.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for having me. I'm happy to be here.
All right. Very good.